Today's Leading Women, episode 637, with the wonderful Marjorie Salson.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did it? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Marjorie Salson. Marjorie Salson is a public speaking and networking coach and also a message consultant. She works with people who are nervous about using public speaking, networking, and talking on the phone to grow their business with the result that their income suffers. She helps them to develop their own powerful business message and to gain confidence and ease in sharing it with others so that they can attract all the clients they want and build the business and lifestyle of their dreams. To find out more about Marjorie and to access tips and strategies that you can start using right away, go to her website at www.vibrantvocalpower.com. Again, that link is www.vibrantvocalpower.com. Women of the world, Miss Marjorie Salson, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
I am delighted too to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So Marjorie, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially with Vibrant Vocal Power. Love that name as well. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Well, the reason that I ended up on this niche, and by the way, it was not my first niche. I have experimented or played with and fooled around with, you might say, a number of ideas before realizing what my true purpose was and what my true niche was. And what I realize is that fear of public speaking keeps normally really capable and really talented people from capitalizing on their brilliance. Either they really don't know what to say to be effective, or they're not sure how they should say it. And the worst part is, even if they know what to say and how to say it, they're afraid to allow themselves to say it. Fear keeps them quiet. In fact, the fear of public speaking is on the top of every list of things that people fear the most. And since that is something that I am very comfortable with, and I've taught people about public speaking in a variety of venues, this is something that I think is really important. And one thing I wanted to say, Marie, is that public speaking is not simply getting up on a stage or talking to people in a networking group. It's speaking up at a meeting. It's even ordering at a Chinese restaurant. People do public speaking all the time. They just don't think about it that way. But you need to be really comfortable with what you're saying and how you're saying it, and allow yourself to say it to be effective in any business or really in any aspect of your life.
I love what I'm hearing about your business. I love this list that you've carved out. And yes, I can totally resonate because I'm one of those people who have fears of public speaking. And before I even started my podcast, I am that kind of person who is so introvert. And I would avoid any situation where I would have to speak, even in a small group of people. I mean, it's such a dreadful event for me. But like what you said, it's really important to hone your skills or to get over the fear, because once you get yourself out there, it gets better with practice. So I love that you have this niche out there to help us overcome this fear of public speaking and networking and talking to other people, and yeah, which are really important to grow our business. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
Well, it's very funny. The initial inspiration came from a poem I read in high school called Elegy Written in a Country Churchyard by Thomas Gray. And although I'm not somebody who remembers poetry easily, there were two lines from that poem that's always kind of stuck in my brain. And they are, "Full many a flower is born to blush unseen and waste its sweetness in the desert air." And I thought about that, and I think about how people really waste their abilities, their gifts, the wonderful things they could share with the world, because they are unseen. Those things are unspoken. They are afraid to speak them. And the other inspiration is a quote from Marianne Williamson that actually became very well known because it was quoted by Nelson Mandela in his 1994 inaugural speech. And it starts out, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us." We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And actually, there's a third inspiration, Marie. I happen to come from a family of suffragettes. Those are the women who, for 100 years, fought in the United States to get women the right to vote. And women's voices, even today, are silenced or denigrated. And so I think it's really very important for women especially to gain the power of their own voice, to find their own unique message, and to be able to deliver it powerfully and with confidence and ease in the world. And so those are my inspirations.
I was so hooked into listening to every word that you said. I love those quotes that you shared with us. Yes, the quotes from Marianne Williamson, it was such an inspiration, because yes, who are we not to be great? Who are we not to be achieving that full potential that we are capable of? Every time I hear that quote or I read that quote, it gives me goosebumps, because it really epitomizes that, wow, we are powerful in our as individuals. We more often we don't know and we don't realize it, but we are so powerful, and we need to harness that power that we have in us. So great that you shared that one with us. I'm sure our listeners love to hear that from you. I'm sure a lot of us have heard that quote, but that one was powerful, and I'm sure that touches a lot of people. So great that you shared that one with us.
Now, it's my mission, really, to help people unleash that personal power that Marianne Williamson talks about.
Right. And yes, you are doing such a great service for a lot of us, for all of us who have this, who to be able to get our message out there by helping us, you know, get or overcome the fear of public speaking, because we really have to put ourselves out there and speak and spread our message to be able to be heard. So great that you shared that one with us. But let's talk now about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Well, the first one, and it's foundational, is to really get clear on what your mission is. There's a lot of work in building a business, and there's some discouraging times and things happen that are difficult. If you don't have a mission that really excites you and that's really important to you, vitally important, that makes it too easy to give up when the inevitable difficulties and challenges come up. So, as I mentioned earlier, I kind of played around with a number of niches before I really focused on helping people find their true voice, their own unique voice, so that they can share their gifts with the world. So one of the things I would recommend to people who are starting in business is don't feel that you are absolutely wedded to the first thing you want to do or you think you should do. Date it for a while. Make sure that this is something that's truly important to you, that's worth the work and time and effort. And second, it really helps to have good organizational skills. To kind of flounder around with stuff, it's like if you don't have a place where you always put your car keys when you come home, you can waste a lot of time the next morning saying, "Where are my car keys? Where did I put them?" You need to have those kind of organizational skills just to keep all the details of a business place. And if you're not naturally organized, that's a good thing to ask somebody to help you with. And there are plenty of resources that can give you all kinds of lists of things that you need to make sure to do and keep in mind as you're building your business. And third, you really have to have a commitment, a determination to succeed, to stick it with it through thick and thin. I am sure, Marie, that all of your listeners, everybody who cares to listen to your podcasts, all of them, all people who are listening, you have all had something that you have had to work very hard at to succeed and to get through challenges. And basically, you need that to build a business. It's not a smooth path. It goes back and forth. There's a wonderful quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. The voyage of the best ships is a voyage of many tacks. And if you're not a sailor, think about a sailboat. It can't go straight towards any destination. It has to tack, go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to catch the wind. And that's what you need to do when you're in business.
So having a mission, having organizational skills, and having that commitment and dedication. Great personal qualities here that Marjorie just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adapt them into our lives. So thanks for sharing those. Now let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Well, the very first challenge I faced was admitting to myself that I didn't know what I didn't know. I knew a lot about messaging, about writing, about public speaking, about talking on the phone, about networking. What I didn't know and didn't realize is that running a business is a different skill set than the gifts that I want to share with people. And I can't be effective in sharing my gifts if my business is falling apart. And basically, what I had to do was to get some business training. So that was the first challenge, as it were, was admitting that I really did not have business building skills, even though I had plenty of other skills. The second challenge is that I am what you might call a recovering do-it-yourselfer. And delegating some of the things that need to be done, especially the business parts that don't particularly float my boat, that's been a challenge for me, and it continues to be a challenge. But fortunately, finding people you can trust who actually have much better skills at the business part than I do has been a key to helping myself recover from being a do-it-yourselfer. And the third challenge that I face is that I'm also a recovering perfectionist. It's hard for me to let go of something until I've read it over, done it over, checked every comma, every period, everything. And basically, I've had to learn to take what one of my mentors calls imperfect action. In other words, if it's 80% right, the other 20% are not going to get me anywhere except waste a lot of my time that is better spent serving people. So I have had to learn to take imperfect action, and that's an ongoing challenge, I must confess.
Great lessons in those challenges that you shared with us. I'm sure a lot of us can relate to these challenges that Marjorie just shared with us. I mean, I didn't grow up surrounded by entrepreneurs, or I didn't learn, entrepreneurship or business building skills were foreign to me. I have to learn a whole lot. And of course, as we're building our business, it's continuous learning. It's a lifelong learning. So I'm sure we can all relate to that. Overcoming the do-it-yourselfer. I love that term that you said. Yeah. That is also a huge, especially for us who are, you know, who are perfectionists, and we feel like we want to have control of everything. And it's hard to delegate. It's hard to learn to delegate. We feel like, oh, I can do this one better. Or, you know, but the thing is, the reality is, it's really important to be able to delegate and outsource and ask for help and receive the help, because there's only so much we can do by ourselves. So let's learn from these challenges that Marjorie just shared with us, so that when they do happen to us, we now know what to do. All right, so let's switch gears for a little bit and talk about work-life balance. You know, being a business owner myself, maintaining a work-life balance is so crucial to overall success in life. Now, the challenge with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create the work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance, and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Okay, well, seeing you started with health, I'll start with that. And for my own health, basically, I have learned that if I do not do my exercise in the morning, it does not get done. So my morning practice, and I like to call it a morning practice instead of morning exercise, it sounds better. My morning practice includes both doing brain gym, which is a wonderful practice that helps your right and left brain communicate better, and my morning exercises. And I really have found a couple of huge benefits. Number one, my husband likes to say, if I exercise in the morning, it's in my pocket and nobody can take it away from me. I end up with an endorphin rush and this tremendous feeling of self-righteousness that I got it done. And the other thing, it doesn't pollute my day with me thinking, oh, when am I going to exercise? I haven't done it. It uses up a lot of mental and emotional energy if you don't get that exercise done first thing in the morning. The second thing is that my husband and I sit down every month or so and we coordinate all of our joint social activities, and we make it a real commitment to make sure that we eat at least one meal together every day. Usually that's dinner, but sometimes we sneak in lunch. And we really set aside time in our calendars that is just for us. Both of my children are grown and out of the house, so that challenge I don't have now, but I certainly remember it well. And those activities certainly were part of my calendar in those days. And the third thing that I have learned to do, I learned a few years ago, and I found this really interesting. We spend so much time in our heads, but our thinking brain is actually only 4% of our brain, our prefrontal cortex. And it's designed to be creative and to solve problems, and it is not designed to be a storage bin, and to be cluttered up with to-do lists and items on our calendar. So I have learned to write everything down in one of two places. One is on my calendar, where I keep every appointment, every meeting, every commitment to do a particular task. Those go into my calendar, and I check it the night before or the end of my business day to see what's coming the next day. And the other thing is I keep an ongoing to-do list so that neither my mind nor my desk are cluttered up with little post-it notes, do this, do that, do this, and then you lose the post-it note. And where did I leave that post-it note? I divide the list by personal things and business things, and thank goodness for the outline function because I can keep those things in categories. Something new has to be done, it goes on the list. Something that's done comes off the list. And that's the way I keep track of what I need to do in my work and in my personal life.
I love those tips that you shared with us, and I love your perspective on this work-life balance. And I agree with you. I am with you with that morning practice and getting it done first thing in the morning. Wow, that is so true. I've been having this morning ritual. I call it, and I don't call it exercise. I call it a morning ritual because it's a whole lot better. Because if you say exercise, there is a mental component of it that it is like a struggle, you know? So yeah, that got me to thinking too. Because I like my morning rituals, which include my workout. And like what you said, it has to get done in the morning. I have to get it done in the morning. Otherwise, it's not going to get done. And that is a great tip for our listeners out there. I know this is an area that more often we don't prioritize, but it's really important to prioritize your health, because without your health, we won't be able to build this business that you're passionate about building in the first place. So it's really important to create the structure so that you are able to take care of yourself, your health well. And what Marjorie was recommending, what she does, and I do this myself too, is to have a morning ritual or practice that you do every morning, get it done. And it doesn't have to be a long one. I mean, my workout is only 30 minutes. Sometimes I do 45 minutes when I do my yoga. But, when I wake up, I know exactly what I need to do. It's like become a routine. But yeah, of course, it is a struggle. There are days when I don't want to do it. But I know when I don't do it, I will be feeling awful during the day. So I feel like in order to motivate me, I imagine the worst thing that can happen during the day. And if that helps you to make this practice a regular practice for you, do that one. So I really encourage you, our listeners. I know, especially for us who are working from home, we sit a lot in the computer. It's really important to keep our body moving so that we can stay in great shape and keep our health in top shape. So really important let us incorporate actually what Barry just shared with us. And of course, making sure that you're spending time with the family, having at least one meal together. And I love what you said about writing everything down. I am like that too, using the calendar and then your to-do list. And you know, with the resources that we have nowadays, it's so easy to have those, both digital and printed as well. So great tips here in terms of work-life balance that we can incorporate in our lives. So let's make conscious effort on incorporating the tips that Marjorie just shared with us.
One thing, Marie Grace, I love your middle name, so I love to call you Marie Grace. One thing, Marie, is that in order to have a successful morning practice, the key is getting to bed early enough the night before. And many of us cheat ourselves out of adequate sleep. We are sleep deprived. So that is one thing I just wanted to add in. If you want to have a successful morning practice, you need to get to bed early enough the night before.
That is so true. I know I'm sure a lot of us are guilty of that, because I myself too. But yeah, I found that one too, that when I'm going to bed earlier during the night, it will be a whole lot easier to get up in the morning. So there you go. That's a great tip that Marjorie just shared with us in terms of having that morning practice. Go to bed early, earlier during the night, so that it will be easier for you to get up on the morning. So great tip there. All right, let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that, success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
People very often measure success simply by the dollars that you are bringing in and the profit you are making. And it's true that you need to have the dollars coming in and covering your expenses and have profit to be successful. But beyond a certain number, it's just a way of keeping score. And the true success is the success that you feel internally. And for me, that means helping people and knowing that I've made a difference in people's lives. And the mission of my business really is helping people to become the best of who they can be and be able to share that, to share their gifts with the world. And I've spent many years as a professional volunteer as well, working in organizations that improve lives for many people. And I believe, did you ask me about my benchmarks?
Yes.
Okay. They basically are threefold. First, and I think this is the most important, is my own inner knowing that I have made a difference. And these feelings of satisfaction and pride in oneself are something that all of us can sense when we know we've done something that's good. And to me, that's a vitally important benchmark. Then coming along are the words and notes of appreciation that I receive from other people, people who tell me that I've made a difference for them. And sometimes someone will come up to me and say, you know, you told me something 20 years ago, and it meant so much to me, and it made such a difference for me. And I'm thinking, what in the world did I tell this person? I don't remember. And I ask, well, what was it? And then they'll tell me. So it feels really wonderful when people come up and acknowledge that I have been a help to them. And I'm sure many of your listeners, if not all, have had this experience, because anybody who is listening to your podcast is somebody who wants to make a difference and be a positive force in the world. And the kind of gravy benchmarks that I've received that are very nice but are really gravy is I've received a number of awards over the years. And I'm particularly proud of two of which I've received for my volunteer service. One was a Heart of Gold Award for community service given to me by the United Foundation of Southeastern Michigan. And more recently, the Sisterhood of My Synagogue gave me the Woman of Valor Award for an important leadership role that I've played in my sisterhood and my synagogue. So those are my three types of benchmarks.
Love your perspective on success and those benchmarks. Yes, success is knowing you made a difference. You know, at the end of the day, it really is. I mean, those intangible benefits of being in business are the ones that truly make us happy, that truly is fulfilling for us. When we know that we have made a difference in other people's lives, we are impacting other people's lives. Nothing is so gratifying than knowing that you have touched someone's lives because of what you do. It's a great perspective there. Now, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learn would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Well, the first, and I referred to it actually before, is to be very clear on the mission of your business. Be clear of whom do you serve? Who is your target market is the phrase that is used. Who is the specific audience? Who are the people that you want to serve? How are you going to serve them? What is their pain? What is their problem? What is the solution that you are going to provide for them? And be very clear on what benefits that they will gain from working with you. When you are really clear on the benefits that you are offering and you share those with the people who need what you are offering, that will give you a lot more confidence. It will help you develop a much more effective message, and you will be able to attract the people who really want what you have to offer. Secondly, again, this is something I refer to, but you need to realize that running a business is a different skill set than the activities that enable you to fulfill your mission. And you either need to join a business coaching program or get your own business coach. And even though it's an investment at a time when you may not have a lot to invest, it's really important. And actually, even if you don't have a lot to invest, there is so much free information now available on the internet that there is no reason you cannot find a lot of handy ideas and hints for how to run the business part of your business. And the third thing, and it's something, especially as women, we tend not to do, it's really important to invest in yourself. Keep learning. Keep growing. It will keep you at the top of your game, and you'll be much more effective at whatever you do. And you'll never get bored because you're always learning something new that you can share with the people whom you serve.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. The first one is to be clear of your mission, the people that you're going to be serving, and what solution or benefits you are going to be providing them. Huge concept to understand, especially for our listeners out there who are just starting out or who are just thinking of going into business. Really important to understand that and really hone on that, gain clarity of your mission. The second one is to learn everything you can about the business. Building a business has, and there's a lot of components that comes with it. So really, and yeah, like what Marjorie shared with us, there's a ton of resources out there that we can tap into both online and offline. You can hire mentors, coaches. We can get some information on the internet or from people. So resources are abounding us. Let's tap into that. And this third one is to invest in yourself. Really invest in growing yourself, because one thing is that we have to grow our business. We also have to grow our own self as well. So great tips here that Marjorie just shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not the least, Marjorie, share our listeners that one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
Actually, it's somebody that you or any of your listeners, none of you had ever met. And that was my late cousin, Phyllis Cohen. She had MS, and it affected her legs, and she was in a wheelchair for over 30 years. And she never let it stop her from doing anything. And that includes traveling all over the United States in a wheelchair to become a bridge life master. And you have to understand, this was before there were jetways. She literally had to be hoisted into the plane in a basket because she couldn't walk up the stairs. But she did it. And whenever you asked her how she was, the answer was always fine. She never let herself be defeated by her own physical limitations. And I had tremendous admiration for her.
Wow, she is such an inspiration to her for being an inspiration not only to you, but to all of us here at Today's Leading Women. We salute her. Lastly, Marjorie, I'd love for you to share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Well, the biggest benefits listeners can get, I would hope, is that they can learn to know what to say, how to say it, and to get past the fear and allow themselves to say it. And I have a couple of offers for your business, for your listeners. First of all, they can go, if you all go to my website, vibrantvocalpower.com, there is a free report that I would be delighted to share with you. It's 5 ways to magnetize your message using the power of voice. And they're basically different ways that you can use your voice in a that you don't think of necessarily as public speaking, but that can really magnetize your message, that can bring your business to people in a way that attracts them to you. And the other thing I would like to offer your listeners is a public speaking and networking breakthrough session with me. This is a complimentary session, and benefits include creating a sense of clarity about your own unique business voice, discovering the essential building blocks for having the public speaking and networking skills of your dreams, determining the number one thing that's stopping you from attracting all the clients you want, and identifying the most powerful actions that will move you forward toward the public speaking ease and confidence you desire. And there's a very simple way to get this benefit. When you go to my website, vibrantvocalpower.com, and click on the contact page, you will see information about this session. It lists those 4 benefits plus a 5th one. And all you need to do is click on the link that says click here, and it will take you to an application for this session. And once you have filled that out, I will send you to my scheduler and we can chat. And this is a service that I am glad to offer to your listeners and to anyone who is serious about sharing their gifts effectively in the world.
Again, so that link is www.vibrantvocalpower.com. I highly encourage you, our listeners, to go there now, vibrantvocalpower.com. Pick up the free ebook, the free report that Marjorie is giving us, 5 ways to magnetize your message using the power of voice. And make sure to take advantage of the free breakthrough session that she is giving us on public speaking and networking. I know this is a skill that we all need as a business owner, to be able to spread our message, to be able to share the message that we have, share the passion that we have for our business, so that we can reach more people that are waiting for the value that we're providing. So I highly encourage you to take her up on her offer for a public speaking and networking breakthrough session that she is offering us here at Today's Hidden Women. So I would like for you to go there now at www.vibrantvocalpower.com. Get your free report, 5 ways to magnetize your message using the power of voice. And of course, don't forget to take advantage of the generous offer that Marjorie is giving us for free breakthrough session, public speaking and networking breakthrough session. Again, go there now at vibrantvocalpower.com, click contact, and you can see the form there, and then you can just fill up the information that's needed there, and then Marjorie is going to get connected to you. Again, that link is www.vibrantvocalpower.com. Marjorie, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you, Marie, and I wish you and all of your listeners the exact same benefits to enjoy your business, your life, and really enjoy sharing your gifts with the world. It's a wonderful feeling.
Thinking of starting a podcast? seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.